Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Brovender of Leb Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter Pei Gimel, Ayin Pei Gimel, 83. And this chapter begins with the words Shir Mizmor La'asaf, and we've spoken many times about these introductions. The body of the Mizmor, the body of this chapter, begins from Pasuk Bet. Elokim, al dami lach, al techerash, v'al tishkot el. It's again a direct appeal to Hashem, a direct appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al dami lach. Do not sit quietly as though you are unconcerned about what is going on with us. Al techerash. Don't be like a cheresh, a person who doesn't hear. Va'al tishkot el. Al tishkot means someone who just sits in this place and doesn't move. So that it's a call to action. It's sort of like a direct appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be proactive. Do what has to be done. Help us to save ourselves. Now the specific content of this Mizmor has to do with the enemy. Right, and talks about the thoughts that the enemy has. And this continues from Pesukim Gimel until the end of Pasuk Tet, the third Pasuk to the ninth Pasuk. For the third Pasuk says, Kine oivecha yehemayu, oivecha. Oivecha yehemayu. The enemies are planning, are thinking, are preparing, are making these kinds of noises. Umisan echa, right? The sonim, the enemies, the haters, nas urosh, they raise up their hands, their heads, in order to do battle. Right? Nas urosh is a feeling of competence and confidence. You could do it. Nas urosh. Al amcha yarimu sot. Al amcha yarimu sot. They get together and they plan something. That's the sot. The plan is the harama, orma, deceit against your people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayit ya'atsu, al tzifunecha, vayit ya'atsu, and they together, they take an eitzah, they do something, they deal with this problem, and then they take advice, each from the other. V'yityatzu al tzfunecha, and v'yityatzu, and they plan against those who are really on your side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzfunecha is something that means the beloved of God. Amru L'chu v'nachidem migoy. They said, they decided in these councils of war that they had, and they said, L'chu v'nachidem migoy. Let's destroy them. Let's end their history. They will no longer be a people. They will no longer exist as an independent nation. Lo yizacher shem Yisrael. So that somehow Yisrael was an enemy. But not the kind of enemy that has to be subdued. Not the kind of enemy that where you would like to collect new taxes. Not that kind of enemy. But the kind of enemy which somehow was an affront to the enemy, to our enemies. We were an affront to them. We were not able to justify. We were not able to justify ourselves in their eyes. And so Pasuke Amru Lechu V'nachidei Migoy. Let's destroy them. This is not an obvious conclusion of how you deal with an enemy. Because there are often benefits that you have from being victorious. There are advantages to be gained by lording it over another people. But they said, let's destroy them. Let's get rid of their independent their independence as a nation. Lo yizacher shem Yisrael. Oh, that no one will remember the name Yisrael. No one will remember that there was once a people who were called Yisrael. Ki no'atsu lev yachdav, alecha brit yichrotu. So again, you have this secondary theme, no'atsu lev lavan, levad. They agreed, no'atsu, they took an eitzah, one from the other, they discussed the matter and they gave advice. So that this was a plan. I mean, the enemy understood that without a plan, and without a joint effort, and without this kind of reshaping the world, nothing would happen. And so no'atsu lev yachdav. No'atsu eitza. They took advice. They consulted with each other. Alecha brit yichrotu. Alecha means against you. Brit yichrotu. They had a covenant, an agreement, which enabled them to fight against you. So they realized that fighting against B'nai Yisrael was a serious undertaking. And that serious undertaking, Alecha Brit Yichrotu, against you, they needed a Brit. They needed an agreement. Couldn't expect to win the battle against Yisrael unless you were together. The enemy was together. Ale Edom v'Yishma'elim Moav v'Hagrim. So this pasuk mentions the tents of Edom. These are the nations who came together, who took Eitzah, who took advice and planned the plan together. Ahalei Edom, Edom, v'Yishma'elim. Right? All the tribes in Eretz Yisrael that are connected to the Yishma'elim, and they lived in the south, or south of Eretz Yisrael. And Moav v'Hagrim. Hagrim, I guess, are the tribes that are related to Hagar. Hagar was Avram Avinu's second wife. And Sarah, Imenu, Sarah, our mother's maidservant. And so all of these tribes, Edom, Yishma'elim, Moav, Hagrim, I guess in some way it's all part of the family. I mean, these are the people especially who understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preferred us over them. And so the plan was to do away with Yisrael, not just to beat them, to push them back, in history. But lo yizacher shem Yisrael old. These people were fighting to preserve. These people were fighting to preserve themselves against Yisrael. It was all in the family, so to speak. Not all in the family, but mostly in the family. Gval, v'amon, v'amalek, Pleshet, im Yoshvei Tzor. Pleshet are the Plishtim. And Yoshvei Tzor are the ones who lived in Tzor. They're on the coast in the north, right? Tyre, Tzor. So all of these nations, and Pasuk Tet, Gam Ashur Nilva Imam. Ashur is not part of the family, but Ashur wanted to help them, wanted to join with these nations together. Hayah Zeroa Livnei Lot, Gam Ashur Nilva Imam. Hayu Zeroa Livnei Lot. Hayu Zeroa Livnei Lot, Ashur. And all these other nations helped Lot and gave Lot support. We understand that the children of Lot are Moab and Ammon. They are mentioned. Moab and Ammon. Moab and Hagrim. Kval the Ammon. So that Hayu Lizroa Livnei Lot. This was apparently, Ashur was a very big nation, and Bnei Lot, Ammon and Moab, was small. Nevertheless, in this plan, and this plan was devised, and was that we started to put these things forward, then everything, the Ashur, the Assyrians, became the representatives, so to speak, of Ammon and Moab, became the representatives of Ammon and Moab. Here in Pasuk Yud begins the Tfilah. I mean, once having stated the situation, the Paitan, the Mishorer, the composer of this piyut, decides to turn his efforts to prayer. And so for the next 9 psukim, right from Yud until Yutet, the Mishorer turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer. And Pasuk Yud says, Asei lahem kemidyan, kisisra chiyavin b'nachal kishon. As we go back, we remember Asei lahem. Remember Midian at the time of Gideon. They were totally routed by Gideon and his army. So I say lahem kimidyan, kisisra v'yikiyavin b'nachal kishon. Remember Sisra and Yavin, who ran away in the war led by Dvorah the prophetess. And so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, we've been through this before, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it happen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change this reality, because when there was Midian at the time of Gideon, there was no reason to imagine that we would be successful. Sisra uchiyavin b'nachol kishon. Who would have thought that we would be successful there? But nishmedu be'ein dor. Nishmedu be'ein dor. Ein dor is a problem. Who knows? We don't know exactly what war is being referred to here in ein dor, but apparently some victory was known in the ancient world that took place in ein dor. Hayu domen la adama, Hayu domen la'adama, which means that the bodies of the losing forces, of the enemy soldiers, just were left on the ground to rot. And then they turned into domen. Domen is garbage that's full of rot. Hayu domen la'adama. They became fertilizer for the ground that they were on. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shiteimo Nidivemo Ka'orev Uchvechizeir Uchizebech Uchetzalmuna Kol Nesicheimo Shiteimo Nidivemo. Shiteimo means lasim, to place. Nidiveho. Nidivei are the Nidivim, the officers and the high-ranking members of the court. Ka'orev v'chize'ev. Make them like an orev, and like a ze'ev, these dead officers of Ammon and Moab will be like an orev, like a ze'ev prowling around to try to get something to eat. To chezevach uchatzal munah kol nesichemo zevach zevach, that they will be like sacrifice. They will be sacrificed, actually. Place the nations, like, make them into zevach utzalmuna. And zevach utzalmuna might be a reference to the kings of Midian that Gideon killed. But in any event, that's what it means. It means that they will be just fodder on the land. They will turn into fertilizer. And then one more pasuk, pasuk Yigimel Asher Amru Nirsha Lanu Eit Naot Elukim. Asher Amru, right, all these officers, they all said Nirsha Lanu Eit Naot Elukim. Let's inherit the place of God. Let's inherit the places that God shepherds his flock. The Na'ot. Na'ot has to do with a wonderful, lush place where the shepherds take the flocks. Na'ot Elokim is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his people, B'nai Yisrael. So they said, Asher Amarnu, Amru Nirshalanu. Let's inherit that place. Let's get from B'nai Yisrael their place, the place of God. Let's take it over. So I think that it is clear that this plan that was being organized by the various nations, most of whom are related to B'nai Yisrael, came about to right a wrong as they understood it. The wrong that they understood was that B'nai Yisrael had the exclusive attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our prayer is that we should maintain, we should have that exclusive attention, which is recognized in the world all the time. Pasuk Yudalit, Elokai Shiteimo Kigalgal, Kikash Lifnei Ruach, Shiteimo Kigalgal. Place them, make them into a Galgal. Galgal is a plant, apparently, that looks like a ball. Like in the Galga, in the plant, there's a kind of ball, and they're like sagebrush. You know, they flow in the wind. The wind pushes them around from one place to another. Kikash lifnei ruach. I mean, that's the parallel. Kash is something that the wind, you know, the straw is shaken around by the wind. Like a fire will burn down the ya'ar, the woods. Lahava is the another word which indicates the fire. Right? Kilahava, kilahet, harim will make the mountains glow. There'll be the glow of the fire on the mountains. That's how they will be destroyed. And then Kaintir Bifain Bisaarecha, you will run after them with the storm, with the godly storm of the Sufat Chat Bahalaim. Sufa is another word for storm, and you will frighten them. Malay Pinehem Kalon. Malay Pinehem Kalon, make them feel their faces filled with embarrassment. They will be so unhappy that they ever thought of this plan. Yivakshu Shimcha Hashem. Yivakshu Shimcha Hashem. And they will ask Hashem Shimcha. They will ask for your name. Pasuk. And they will, in this way, they will give in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last pasuk is, V'yedu'u ki ata shimcha Hashem levadecha elyon al kol ha'aretz. That you are the most high in all the land. Ata shimcha Hashem levadecha. You are, your name, Hashem, is yours alone. And therefore, the attack on Yisrael is in some way an attack on the Ribbono Shel Olam's attack on Hashem. And they will understand at that time that such an attack is inconsistent.